girl.
You take your big girl in the kitchen.
Seven long years I've been in prison, but 7 long years more to plead. For knocking down the man in the alley and taking a gold watch away. Sad and alone, sitting in my cell all alone, thinking of those days that gone by me, and the many days I long to roam. If I had the wings of an eagle, out from the prison I would fly. I would fly to the arms of my true love, and there he would lay me down and die. Sad and alone, sitting in my cell all alone, thinking of those days that gone by me, and the many days I long to roam. I have a father and a mother, I wonder if they ever think of me. I have a sister and a brother who lived in a cottage by the sea. Sad and alone, sitting in my cell all alone, thinking of those days that gone by me, and the many days I long to roam. I guess I've got it now.
Well, that's a nice song.
Dad, I'm on a horse.
This is our horse.
I remember that little brown cat on the hill that lived in the void long ago, and the musical sound of that murmuring rill that betide that brown cat used to flow. To other nobility in it might appear, for it caused in that bosom a thrill, but there's no place on earth to my heart is more dear than that little brown cot on the hill. It's been lonely and old and in winter so drear, and the wind could have said it at will, yet there's no place on earth to my heart is more dear than that little brown cot on the hill. Years ago in that little brown cot I was born, there I spent all my boyhood away. On its porch I would sit from the first blush of morn till the close of the bright summer day. Oh, playing that cool teddy go better dear, my child would ring merry and shrill, till old fatigued I returned to my mother so dear, in that little brown cot on the hill. It was old and old and in winter too drear, and the wind could have said it at will, yet there's no place on earth to my heart is more dear than that little brown cot on the hill. Many years since I parted with friends at the door, and I've left them to wander away. Well, I know that on earth I not meet them again, for they sleep near the church today. Although in this world I not meet them again, I cherish their memory still, and the remembrance forever with me will remain. Ah, that little brown cot on the hill. It's lonely and old and in winter I stood drear, and the wind could have said it at will, yet there's no place on earth to my heart is more dear than that little brown cot on the hill. Now when if my sister would not sing it, she'd sing it, there'd be a difference. She'd sing, there's no place on earth to memory more dear, and she'd have two syllables in it. I sing it hard, my dear, and it's that make a discord. If I don't think the word that's singing to somebody, don't think the word, just as they do, it makes a discord. She sing, there's no place on earth to my memory, to my heart, memory, my dear. See, there's two syllables in it.
Right.
I say, there's no place on earth to my heart, my dear.
Yes, yeah. Do you remember the Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor?
Well, read another one. I got it wrote down. Now, they're too long to sing from memory, because I might skip them. Yes, I know that. The one I like, the old one that wrote it just a big grant. We're almost there. That girl had a, she had a teacher up somewhere, and she down south and taking the sick of the fever. They brought her home to die. Kept asking me, I'm out there, and she's right on her way home.
Oh.
And they had it, you know, and I didn't, I couldn't think of it, all of it. So what I could think of, I wrote down and I made some more.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's wrong. So you got those, the music to know, but not the words. The word, not the music.
Yeah, the word's not the music.
The word, not the music. I thought it would be fun to have the music, not the word.
Well, the only one that had the music, but not the words, was the brave
man. It'd be the same to me, the words, no music, because I don't pay attention.
For the music, no. Sharps?
Flat and in the tongue and what they call it other?
Sharps.
Chop. What is a chop?
Well, they really don't affect the folk song very much.
Is that the horse part or the flat note or keep it going?
No, it just means that it's in a different key usually, that a folk song would start on a different note, but it would still sound the same. It wouldn't affect it.
I had a hard one to sing. My father couldn't sing the last part of it. He couldn't get that high. I can't either. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get that. He couldn't get that high note.
What? Do you remember his tune to Barbara Allen?
The tune, but not the word.
Oh yes, the words too.
The tune, not many words. Into the town how I was born, a water family driven. Her name was Barbara. Well, that's the tune of it. It shouldn't take me long. I got a book there. I got bottles of water. I got a lot and lot of them out there. A lot that I made, a lot of them that the old songs.
Well, maybe you'd like to rest now, anyway. You've been...
No.
What about the frog and the mouse?
Oh, that one I didn't know, because that's been... I never knew that, because of that the one that other one was.
Oh.
Oh, that part didn't, and the other... I don't know that. I'd like to tune of it.
Yeah.
That part, no. Gotta get, now get myself when you sing that or that. The water frog did in the mirror. Sing it, I don't can sing that one. Frog in the mirror.
But the half hitch, did your father sing that one about the half hitch?
Yeah.
Let's see, how does that start?
I had another one I got wrote down, but I couldn't sing it without half hitch. You talk about Jim Pierce. That's another one. I got that with my printing again. An editor.
Do you know can you sing that one?
Not all of it. Jim Pierce for the man. If you listen and quiet, I sing you a song of the glorious land and the free. And the difference I show, pick the rich and the poor, is a triumph by curiosity. If on the day of Sam, Jimmy, hold up your head and walk out of your own prison door. But to hang you up high, if there's no friend of gold, that the rich go but hang up a poor. I speak of a man now dead in his grave, as good man as ever was born. Jim Pitkey would call down a money spend to the poor and the outcast forlorn. If a man were in trouble, Pitk helped him along. To drive the grim wolf from the door, he stole through the white, though I may have done wrong, but he never went back on the poor. Like that was a doubt, I went about Jim Pitk. No, Jim Pitk was a rich man, but my guess is he got a lead with this, Jay Gould.
Jay Gould, and he treat the poor man,
and he got rich himself. Did you ever see the monument up in the cemetery in Baltimore?
Yes, I went up there to see that. Gee, do you know the rest of the verses of that?
Well, not.
Did your father sing that song?
I guess he sung it sometime. Oh, I got that pretty.
Okay, now.
Oh, let me go to my home, that is far distant west, to the scene of my youth, that I like the best, where the tall tree did grow, and the bright water flow. While my parents will greet me, white man, let me go. Let me go to this spot where the Cadillac plays, where what I have sported in my boyish days. There is my poor mother, whose heart will overflow at the sight of her child. Oh, now let me go. Let me go to the hills and the valley so fair, where oft I have, while I have I fought my own mountain air, and there to the forest with a quiver and bow, I have chased a wild deer. Oh, now let me go. Let me go to my father. Oh, my old gallant sight, I have sported sore in the height of my plight, and exhorted to conquer that insolent foe. To my father, that chieftain, white man, let me go. And oh, let me go to that dark-eyed maid who taught me to love beneath willow trees. Old heart like the fawn, and the pure and the snow. She loved her Indian. Oh, now let me go. And oh, let me go to my grandfather's home. And never again will I wish to roam. And there let my body in ashes lie low. To that scene in the forest, white man. Let me go.
Oh, is that one?
Huh?
Is that a song that your father sang, or is that one?
You tell me, come now. He had one that ain't a song. He had one that I made.
Did your father? Did you make this one up about the Indian?
No, that one I made up myself.
Uh-huh.
While sitting in my home here alone,
uh-huh.
I often do think over those happy days that passed away. That ain't a song. Among the other Dover, I left that green earth years ago, so oft I am returning to that bright spot that dear to me, for yet my heart is yearning, that dear old home upon the hill to me, to my it memory I do cherish, and through the passing years and time, and though taught will never perish. May childhood days I do recall, when life was bright with pleasure, those hallowed thought that born to me bring joy beyond measure. Then some find joy in distant land and roam the country over. Some love the north, some love the south, and love to be a ruler. The sailor joined on the deep and crossed the white wind over. But give me joy and give me peace when and take me back to Dover.
Oh.
As friend and loved one dear to me, who welcome my returning, when I recall those joys the day that in my heart did yearning. Of all the places dear to me, all in the wide world over, there's none more precious to my heart than the dear old hills of Dover. Yeah, that's a song, and it is. And here's one of the just before the battle, and then it's just after the battle. That is. You ever heard that one, just before the battle? Just before the battle, I ever heard that?
No. Who wrote that one?
Well, I don't know. That's my writing, but I didn't compose it. Just before the battle, mother, I am thinking most of you. No. No, just before the... No! Just before the battle. I made it. Just before the conflict ended, in the thicket of the fight, why they stood out over heroes who were fighting for the right. God was with them through the tumult when our nation was oppressed. Oh, at that cradle, noble heroes, for they bravery they possessed. Yes, I did write that. Sunshine to white. No. Praise our noble heroes, for they stood this. For they stood the onslaught well, though the comrades fell about them, till they faced the shot and shell.
When did they go? Did they walk?
And never mind. I thought that just after battle. Just after the, no, just after conflict.
Hmm.
No, just after, just before the battle, mother, just after the battle. Just after conflict. Now all the conflict, it had ended, and the war cloud passed away. Well, they once felt dark and heavy, and I troubled what time day. And now my caterer Bill, and their caterer Bill has left them. But my old big guardian strong, I am well and rather known that he doeth nothing wrong. Tell my father when you meet him that in death I prayed for him. Pray that I might one day meet him in a world that free from sin. Tell my mother God assist her, now that she is growing old, that her child would glad have kissed her when his lips grew pale and cold. Listen, brother, can't he whisper? Tis my wife I speak of now. Tell her how I missed her when the fever burnt my brow. Tell her, brother, close to listen. Don't forget this single word, that in death my eyes did glisten when the tears her memory stirred. Tell her she would kiss my children like the kiss I last impressed. Hold them as when last I held them, folded close to my breast. Give them only to their maker, put in all their trust in God, and he never will forsake her, for he said so in his word. Oh, my children, heaven bless them, they were all my life to me. Would I could once more caress them, if I sink beneath the sea. But for them I caught the ocean. What my hope will I not tell? But I gained an orphan portion, and they do with us in will. Tell my sister I remember every kind of parting word, and my heart had been kept tender by the tartar memory stirred. Tell them I never reached the haven where I taught the precious dust, but I gained the port called heaven where the gold shall never rust. Them to secure an entrance, for they find their brother there. Faith in Jesus and repentance will secure for each a chair. Hark, I hear my Savior calling, till I know it was full well. When I'm gone, now don't be weeping, brother, hear my last farewell. The two brothers, they went out to California. They go now, everyone else had a fever.
I see.
It was in Mary England, the home of Johnny Bull. By the Britain filled their glasses and drank them brimming full. They told they drank a chain, yet told the British brave, the champion of the world, all and Norway. Then Uncle Sam rode up and it looked across the main. Seeing you that old bull, I was bellowing out again. And does he not remember the giant o'er the pond who used to play with lightning when his day's work were done? It was in Merry England on in the blue of spring, when the brave British hero stood ready in the ring to fight with noble heathen or gallant son of Troy, and to try the British muscle on the brave Benicia boy. There was two heavy flags that floated o'er the ring. On English was a lion, ready for a spring. On the Yankees was an eagle, and a terrible bird she was. She held a bunch of thunderbolts, secure in her claw. The coppers being told out, it was then the fight began. A 2-1 on sea, the bet came rushing in. They fought like noble heroes, till one received a blow, and a red crimson tide on the Yankees' nose did flow. First blood for Johnny Bull, and the British shout for joy. We cheered our noble heathen, a gallant son of Troy. The tiger rose in him, and the lightning in his eye, sent smiled away old England, but Tommy, mind you, I. That last round of all that this world can ever beat, the son of Uncle Sam, our champion of the field, his fellows looked upon him as he held him in the air, and from it grasped he threw him, with made old England stare. Now Uncle Bull remember old Bunker Hill of old. Likewise that they gave it to there the cried so bold. Remember to at your town we called you for to say, then beware of a Yankee muscle, Johnny Bull, mind you I. Now all you brave Yankees who had payment fortune made, look upon it lofty good and never be afraid. May the Union stand forever, and the flag be unfurled, and the star-spangled banner hold proudly all the world.
Oh.
He had bought the bay, the hull of it.
Now, was this one about the brave bulls, one that your father sang?
What?
This one about the fight, that's one your father sang, and you wrote it down from his singing? Did your father sing this song, too?
Yeah. He had bought the bay, we'll talk. Come on, with your life, little lad, take one and nail by me, and son, I'll leave a company, oh, you'll rule the day, you'll rule the transportation, my boy, if the road went to Boston Bay. But up I was in Lincolnshire, that place I know right well, but up my honest parent, the truth to you I tell, till I became a rakish man. Which proved my old heart's role. taken my wand, committed to jail, on me they did prevail. The jury found me guilty, the judge to me did say. The jury found, you get my boy, they won't win the battle day. And after my aged father saw me went to the bar, likewise my tender mother, a tearing of her hair, a tearing of her dear grey lock, those words I heard her say, oh son, dear son, what have you done, that you're rolling in the Botley Bay. And we sailed down the river the 29th of May, because on every ship that we passed by, we could hear the sailors say, there goes a load of clever lad, they're rolling in the Botley Bay. I have a last in Lincolnshire, the place that I know well. If ever I gain my true liberty, that's a sweet oath, and not that. If ever I gain my liberty, not to tell that. If ever I gain my liberty, alone with her I dwell. I shall not leave her company, with a due to the New South Wales.
And you already sang the Black Bess for me.
What?
You sang this Black Bess for me.
Danny, stop it.
Some on my head.
Oh, do you know this one?
I think one person told a country, a stranger I came, that no one that knew me nor asked my name. But though I'm in a country and I tarry for a while, and then leave in my jewel this long Bible. It had been reported that I had been told that I forsook my country for sake of my gold. Did thievery, did robbery, and that I will defy. 43 pretty girls that I never will deny. But a Sally, although she be poor, the second put a Polly, the girl that I adore, the third be put a Nancy, my heart delight, and the Lord, you know, armed on a cold stormy night. It never was known that I never was a slave until my poor parents were laid in the grave. But now I am bound for the space of 3 years, and my master in course, and it's very severe. My mistress too in course scarce be kind words to me, because my mind to wave like the wave on the sea. So now we will return to the girl that I'd like, and Lord, you know, I'm on a cold stormy night.
Oh,
the Greenland Warrior, that.
All of these songs your father sang?
No, he used to know.
What?
You have to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And we set sail from the wilderness there, and the ocean understand. We set sail from Elizabethtown, as you shall understand. Our name was all written down upon a book, and we said, Greenland. Where the captain cried, where did he below? Haul up your harp, and take a rope, and let her give him a blow. They gave him a bow, and down he did fall into the water low. It tainted its flourish, and it mounted its blow, which proved it over so. We feasted 7 long weeks on a whale, with one more bitter than gold. We ate and drank more cheerfully, and gave God thanks for all. Greenland.